Humanity has come a long way. From the invention of the wheel to nanotechnology, humans have constantly strived to solve existing problems. But this coin has two sides, as new problems have arisen from those solutions. Follow our new series, Price of Progress, and take a closer look at the damage humanity has done to nature and themselves in the quest for innovation.
Humanity's progress depends on energy resources and raw materials. However, it seems that we're approaching a point of no return when extreme reliance on available energy technologies and extraction of natural resources in the long term definitely will be detrimental. In other words, in the pursuit of progress, humanity has deprived future generations of the same capabilities. We consume too much, too fast. The umbrella term green technology is often posed as the cure-all of humanity's industrial hubris, promising continuation of achieving new heights while at the same time offering a sustainable future. But how green is green technology, really? Owen Gaffney, Director of Communications in the International Geosphere Biosphere Program at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences.
With some green technologies, you need to think about the whole lifespan and the life cycle of the materials that are used and how it's then disposed of and what kind of energy resources it takes to do this whole life cycle and whether or not then you are saving energy. And, you know, whether you're using a lot of fossil fuels just to make it or not, wind farms and solar panels, by and large, they're considered good. They do reduce emissions and they do reduce reliance on fossil fuels, but they don't have as a perfect carbon footprint as you think.
Another dangerous foray into potentially game-changing technology is, of course, nanotech. Like any other new technology or industry, remember Luddites in the 19th century who opposed industrialization, there are those who are concerned about this new but rapidly developing branch of science. Some of these concerns are well-grounded. For example, there are reports indicating that inhaling nanoparticles and nanofibers may result in pulmonary diseases, such as fibrosis. Mike Treder, co-founder of the Center for Responsible Nanotechnology and managing director of the Institute for Ethics and Emerging Technologies, believed that special supervisor organizations should be formed to make sure nanotech saves the environment, not destroys it.
Part of the challenge is that the technology is still far enough away, as I said, 2015 to 2020, that it's beyond the planning horizon of many organizations and even governments. But it's approaching fast enough that we think we need to get these conversations going. Because it won't be easy, first of all, to get agreement. International agreements are needed. And then to design a structure that would be effective and to get it implemented.
But perhaps the most important problem green technology has is the price we have to pay but refuse to, making the switch. Using clean energy is inefficient, inconvenient, and expensive, sure, but only in the short term. Scientists worldwide believe that the net result of the switch would be beneficial, both in terms of ecology and finances. And yet humanity, for the most part, is reluctant to shake off its dependence on fossil fuels. Bjørn Lomborg, head of the Copenhagen Consensus Center, explains the problem.
Well, fundamentally, cutting any substantial amount of CO2 costs a lot because the alternative technologies to green energy is not ready in any big scale. And to the extent that you can, it's much more expensive than fossil fuel. At the end of the day, we will only cut carbon emissions if green energy becomes sufficiently cheap. If we innovate the price down of, for instance, solar panels, eventually to below fossil fuel, everyone will buy it. Not because they're green, not because they're ordered to buy a Durban or a Kyoto, but because it's cheaper.
So there you have it. The price we pay for progress in the long run is so high because humanity is mostly interested in the short-run bottom line.